But Abram said unto Sarai, Behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And Abimelech said, Behold, my land is before thee. Dwell where it pleaseth thee. Then his father and his mother said unto him, Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, or among all my people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said unto his father, Get her for me, for she pleaseth me well.
Let the maiden which pleaseth the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. And I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands as bands. Whoso pleaseth God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be taken by her. Be not hasty to go out of his sight. Stand not in an evil thing, for he doeth whatsoever pleaseth him.